Our 15th study in the book of Ezekiel brings us to chapter 25. And we begin with prayer. Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Chapter 25 begins with a prophecy against the Ammonites, one of Israel's ungodly neighbors. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, set your face against the Ammonites, and prophesy against them. And say unto the Ammonites, Hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God, Because you said, Aha, against my sanctuary when it was profaned, and against the land of Israel when it was desolate, and against the house of Judah when they went into captivity. Ammon, by the way, is modern-day Jordan. And Ammon bordered Israel on the east. And God was angry at them because they rejoiced in the fall of Jerusalem. And he says, because you did that, verse 3, say unto the Ammonites, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God, because you said, Aha, against my sanctuary when it was profaned, and against the land of Israel when it was desolate, and against the house of Judah when they went into captivity. Behold, therefore, I will deliver you to the men of the east for a possession, and they shall set their palaces in you and make their dwellings in you. They shall eat your fruit, and they shall drink your milk. In other words, because the people of Ammon, rejoiced when Jerusalem was conquered and destroyed by Babylon, they also were conquered by Babylon. And actually that happened 5 years later, just as God said it would. 5. And I will make Rabbah a stable for camels, and the Ammonites a couching place for flocks. And you shall know that I am the Lord. For thus saith the Lord God, because you have clapped your hands and stomped with your feet and rejoiced in heart with all your despite against the land of Israel. Behold, therefore, I will stretch out my hand upon you and will deliver you for a spoil to the heathen, and I will cut you off from the people, and I will cause you to perish out of all the countries. I will destroy you, and you shall know that I am the Lord. And so they danced for joy when God's people were defeated, and for that, God destroyed them as well. God doesn't like that. You know, Israel was punished for their sins, but he didn't want anybody rejoicing in what happened to his people, because God doesn't like doing it. He doesn't want anybody else to find joy in the suffering, even the punishment of other people. Verse 8, Thus saith the Lord God, because that Moab and Seir do say, Behold, the house of Judah is like unto all the heathen. Therefore, behold, I will open the side of Moab from the cities which are on his frontiers, the glory of the country, Beth Jehimoth, Baal Meon, and Kiriathaim. Let's continue reading. Unto the men of the east, with the Ammonites, and will give them in possession, that the Ammonites may not be remembered among the nations. And I will execute judgments upon Moab, and they shall know that I am the Lord. So Moab was destroyed like Ammon, and for the same reason. And now we're going to see a prophecy against Edom, beginning in verse 12, a neighbor of Israel's to the south. Thus saith the Lord God, because that Edom has dealt against the house of Judah by taking vengeance, and has greatly offended and revenged herself upon them, therefore thus saith the Lord God, I will also stretch out my hand upon Edom, and will cut off man and beast from it, and I will make it desolate from Teman, and they of Dedan shall fall by the swords. And I will lay my vengeance upon Edom, by the hand of my people Israel, and they shall do to do in Edom according to my anger and according to my fury, and they shall know my vengeance, saith the Lord God. So Edom, Israel's neighbor to the south, as I mentioned, was destroyed for being happy over the destruction of God's people Israel. Same thing that Moab did. Same thing that Ammon did. And then we move to verse 15, and we look at a prophecy against the Philistines. Thus saith the Lord God, because the Philistines have dealt by revenge, and have been taken vengeance, and have taken vengeance with a despiteful heart to destroy it for the old hatred. The old hatred. Israel and the Philistines had been enemies for literally centuries. Verse 16. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will stretch out my hand upon the Philistines. I will cut off the Cherethims and destroy the remnant of the sea coast. And I will execute great vengeance upon them with furious rebukes. And they shall know that I am the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon them. And these nations, all of them that we've just read about, they would all learn the hard way that the God of Israel is the one true God. Now let's go into chapter 26. And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, because that Tyrus had said against Jerusalem, Aha, she is broken, that was the gates of the people, she is turned unto me. I shall be replenished. Now she is laid waste. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against you, O Tyrus, and I will cause many nations to come up against you, as the sea causes his waves to come up. And they shall destroy the walls of Tyrus, and break down her towers. I will also scrape her dust from her, and make her like the top of a rock. And it shall be a place for the spreading of nets in the midst of the sea. For I have spoken it, saith the Lord God, and it shall become a spoil to the nations. And her daughters, which are in the field, shall be slain by the sword, and they shall know that I am the Lord. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will bring upon Tyrus Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, a king of kings from the north, with horses and with chariots and with horsemen and companies and much people. And he shall slay with the sword your daughters in the field, and he shall make a fort against you and cast a mount against you and lift up a buckler against you. And Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon lay siege against Tyre. A siege which lasted 13 years before Tyre was destroyed, but it happened just as God said it would. Verse 9, and he shall set engines of war against your walls, and with his axes he shall break down your towers. And the engines of war here refer to catapults, which would fire huge stones at the walls of Tyre until they were breached. Verse 10, by reason of the abundance of his horses, their dust shall cover you. Your walls shall shake at the noise of the horsemen, and of the wheels, and of the chariots, when he shall enter into your gates, as men enter a city wherein is made a breach. With the hoofs of his horses shall he tread down all your streets. He shall slay your people with the sword, or by the sword, and your strong garrisons shall go down to the ground. And they shall make a spoil of your riches, and make a prey of your merchandise. And they shall break down your walls, and destroy your pleasant houses. And they shall lay your stones, and your timber, and your dust in the midst of the water. And I will cause the noise of your songs to cease, and the sound of your harps shall be no more heard. Tyre was famous for its culture. Tyre was famous for its commerce, but not after God got through with them. It was all over. 14, and I will make you like the top of a rock. You shall be a place to spread nets upon. You shall be built no more. For I, the Lord, have spoken it, saith the Lord God. And today, as it has been for centuries, Tyre is nothing but a bare rock where fishermen dry their nets. 15. Thus saith the Lord God to Tyrus, shall not the isle shake at the sound of your fall, when the wounded cry, when the slaughter is made in the midst of you? Then all the princes of the sea shall come down from their thrones, and lay away their robes, and put off their broidered garments. They shall clothe themselves with trembling, and they shall sit upon the ground, and shall tremble at every moment, and be astonished at you. And he continues in verse 17 with this lament over the seaport, and over the rulers of Tyrus. Verse 17, and they shall take up a lamentation for you, and say to you, how are you destroyed, that was inhabited of seafaring men, and the renowned city which was strong in the sea, she and her inhabitants, which cause their terror to be on all who haunt it. Now shall the isles tremble in the day of your fall, yea, the isles that are in the sea shall be troubled at your departure, and the merchants who did business in Tyre are just astonished. And that's because such a wealthy and powerful place was just brought to complete ruin. Nobody thought it could ever happen, but it did. And that's because they abandoned God, or they had no regard for God at all. Verse 19, for thus saith the Lord God, when I shall make you a desolate city, like the cities that are not inhabited, when I shall bring up the deep upon you, and great waters shall cover you, when I shall bring you down with them who descend into the pit, with the people of old time, and shall set you in the low parts of the earth, in places desolate of old, with them who go down to the pit, that you be not inhabited, and I shall set glory in the land of the living. And he says in verse 21, I will make you a terror, and you shall be no more. Though you be sought for, yet shall you never be found again, saith the Lord God. And the people of Tyre will be destroyed, sent to hell, just like the ungodly who perished in Noah's flood. And that's what he's talking about. You'll never be found again. You know, he says, I'll make you like the desolate places of old. And that's talking about the flood, the Noah's flood, where the whole world became desolate because of their sin. Well, that's what's going to happen to Tyre. And that's what did happen to Tyre. And next time we'll pick it up in chapter 27. Until then, Michael Moret for Scripture Verse by Verse. So long, everyone.